This year marks the 20th anniversary of one remarkable year in music.
Black Rain, 1993.
But it started in the year of 78.
But it's 93. I tried rap. Now in 1993, I'm living that fact.
Follow me, follow me, follow me, follow me. But don't lose your grip. 93 ain't the year there for me to hook up.
So my man, watch your back. 93 means skills are a must. So never lie.
Over the 12 months of 1993, Queen Latifah, Salt-N-Pepa, Snoop Dogg, A Tribe Called Quest, the Wu-Tang Clan, and more than a dozen other rappers released albums that helped to change the sound of America. Among them was a record by De La Soul that challenged the music industry at a time when the industry was obsessed with hip-hop's crossover success. Oliver Wang has the story of that now classic album, Balloon Mind State.
When the three members of De La Soul began working on Balloon Mind State, they had pretty much had it with the music industry, says David Jolicoeur, a.k.a. Trugoy, one of the group's two MCs.
We had been through the machine, you know. I think we were truly burnt out.
Trugoy, along with group mates Postanus and P.A. Mace, scored a major success with their 1989 debut, 3 Feet High and Rising. De La immediately established itself as one of hip-hop's most eclectic and creative groups, especially in their storytelling, says journalist and filmmaker Raquel Cepeda.
They upped the ante for other people to tell wonderful stories through their music, like, for example, Wu-Tang Clan, who you wouldn't necessarily put in the same category with De La Soul, but at the same time, they kind of set it up.
But 2 years later, the musicians killed off their happy-go-lucky hip-hop hippie persona on the follow-up, De La Soul Is Dead. The album surprised De La's label, Tommy Boy Records. Dante Ross originally signed the group.
I always think that De La Soul is the first sardonic group in hip-hop, you know, cynical without malice. They saw the ridiculousness in the culture of rap music.
Could the drummer have some, y'all? Could the drummer have some more?
By 1993, fans and most labels wanted feel-good songs with crossover appeal. With Balloon Mind State, De La Soul went in the opposite direction, throwing listeners for a loop by recording a song with Takagi Kan and STP, rapping in Japanese. No subtitles, no translations.
We went to Japan and experienced hip-hop that we could not understand one bit, but felt a flow, felt something that made us feel like, wow, these guys are amazing, not knowing what they were saying, what they were talking about, but you felt the energy and you felt that they had it.
Oh, yeah. The album also included the candidly introspective I Am, I Be.
I'm short. I am short.
The song was an accident of sorts, says the album's producer, Paul Huston, a.k.a. Prince Paul.
I Am, I Be, I actually made for myself. The guys came by the house one day, and I was just playing music, and I kind of passed through that one. They were like, yo, what's that? I'm like, nah, that's not really for you guys. Let's go to the next one. It's like, no, what is that? And they said, yeah, we want to write it and use it for the album. I was like, are you sure?
It was a song that resonated with Kelvin Mercer, a.k.a. Postanus, the group's other MC.
I am Postanus. I be the new generation of slaves here to make papes to buy record exec rates. The pile of revenue I create, but I guess I don't get a cut because my rent's some on flake.
When I actually heard his lyrics in the studio, it sent a chill down my spine. I was like, whoa, this is... You took it someplace that I didn't really think it could go.
Look, ma, no protection. Now I got a daughter named Ayana Monet. And I can play the cowboy to rustle in the dough so the scenery is healthy where her eyes lay. I am an early bird, but the feathers are black, so the apples that I catch are usually all worth.
Balloon Mind State was lauded by critics when it came out. Raquel Cepeda's a fan.
Balloon Mind State proved that they can continue to reinvent themselves, especially at that time, it was really difficult to be able to release an album that is really so brutally honest.
It also set the group apart, says former label exec Dante Ross.
It kind of made them, it's weird to say, like almost like an alternative rock band. Like they kind of stood outside of hip hop.
The album took a while to catch on with fans, according to De La MC Pasta News.
I've had fans who will come up to us, you know, like way after Balloon Mindset had came out, and they'll say, like, you know what? I remember when that came out, I didn't really get it, you know, but when I had my first kid and when I got a little older and, you know, when I went back to that album, it really appealed to me more than when it first came out.
In other words, Balloon Mind State was a slow burner.
It's just like an incense that burns slowly. And then even after it's finished burning, the smell and what it has left is still there, opposed to something that's coming in and blowing up. And then when it blows up, it's kind of over. It might blow up.
Maybe in 1993, Balloon Mind State was too far ahead of its time. But in the years since, it seems everyone else has finally caught up. For NPR News, I'm Oliver Wang.
Yup, yup, big truck, a man's rolling in town. How you do? How you do? I got the joint to make you jump because I'm heading eastbound.
You can find more on the year De La Soul refused to go pop, including music videos, at NPR.org. And a reminder, too, that you can follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at Morning Edition, at NPR Montaigne, at NPR Green, and NPR Inske. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm David Green.
You got to give me mine, because I'm heavy when I weigh it. Watch the way I say it. Ego trip. I change labels being buck, but brothers ain't getting it. Get it? Or else you're a goner. When I rolls over, you're going to have to wanna lamp. Because it's the Chattanooga champ. Taking a train, taking a train, taking a train, taking a train. Now I'm something like a phenomenon. I'm something like a phenomenon. Well, I'm the hourglass cat.